This place is not, it cannot operate under current conditions. I'm not going to move.
Tim was sent to jail today for protecting lands that are belong to all of us as citizens of this country.
Moments after Tim DeChristopher was taken into custody, environmental activists barricaded the Frank Moss Federal Courthouse doors by tying themselves together with zip ties. Derek Snarr says he joined in support of his friend DeChristopher, who he says did the right thing by helping to keep the land out of the hands of oil and gas developers.
This is an injustice, and I'm not intimidated, and none of us are. We will continue to defy injustice until it is eliminated, and we will fight until we succeed against the fossil fuel giants who are taking control of our government and controlling the course of action in this country.
The protest continued later as DeChristopher's supporters blocked a tracks train on 400 South, leading to the arrest of 26 people. DeChristopher gave a statement in court saying he would not have been able to thwart the auction by legal means. He also told the judge he respected his limited defense throughout the trial. DeChristopher was not allowed to talk about his reasoning for placing the bids in court before a jury found him guilty of two felonies back in March. He told reporters outside the courthouse before the sentencing on Tuesday the auction was inappropriate and the federal government is in the wrong.
It's played out in a way that the facts have supported my suspicions about this auction, and the government has admitted the mistakes that were made and reversed the auction, so I don't see anything that I should be remorseful about.
But U.S. District Judge Dee Benson said regardless of DeChristopher's feelings about the auction or his concerns about the environment, his actions were deceitful and unlawful. DeChristopher will also have to pay $10,000 in fines. He could have faced a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $750,000 fine. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.
Just like a tree that's stranded by the water.